Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging allies to show Ukraine the same support they gave Israel over the weekend. Armed forces of Jordan, the U.S., Britain, and France helped Israel shoot down more than 300 Iranian missiles and drones. For Ukrainian soldiers, the situation on the battlefield against Russian troops is getting tougher by the day. NPR's Polina Litvinova reports from Kyiv.
The Ukrainian president said on Telegram he was pleased Israel got help from its allies over the weekend. Volodymyr Zelensky said the citizens of Ukraine understood perfectly well what Israelis escaped. Russia has targeted their cities and soldiers with the same Iranian drones for much of the war.
The whole world sees what real defense is. It sees that it is feasible, and the whole world saw that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threat in the sky was also being eliminated by Israel's allies.
But Zelensky also made an appeal as members of the U.S. House of Representatives may be poised this week to vote on a multi-billion dollar aid package for Ukraine. Assistance commanders here say could make a big difference on the battlefield.
And the fact that we in Ukraine have been waiting for months for a vital support package, that we are still waiting for a vote in Congress, shows that the terrorist confidence has been on the rise for months as well.
Ordinary Ukrainians would like to feel confident again too, and they are looking at their allies in the US and Europe for a sign. Ігор Пархоменко asks why other countries get help but not Ukraine. And this former bank teller Олена Шумська says Western allies need to step up.
We need everything now, because we are losing our territories, our people, our lives.
Ukraine's top commander Oleksandr Sirsky said over the weekend the situation on the battlefield was getting significantly worse. Polina Litvinova, NPR News, Kyiv.